Welcome to the Max Show from the British Tech Network. We're here. We're on iPad delivery day, and iPads have been delivered. And what's best, this is the best bit of this weekend entirely, because today is iPad delivery day, and tomorrow is St. Guinness Day. So we'll all be drinking Guinness tomorrow and watching the English turn over the Irish on St. Patrick's Day is always going to be a winner. So that'll be a great day. 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to be solid drunk for the next 48 hours. There you go. Joining me, wonderful, wonderful panel on this very, very special occasion. Top left, Don McAllister. How's it going, pal?
Good afternoon, Ewan. Yeah, I was sort of, you said last week, you know, what, shall we all wait until the show before we unbox our iPads? And I said, don't really, well, okay. So I was sort of undecided, and I've been waiting for, like, you know, since 8 o'clock this morning for it to arrive. And it actually arrived 15 minutes before the show. So I haven't opened my iPad. And I hope you realize the will and resilience that I've had to put into not open this. So
I'll tell you what, mate. It cost me £100 to get TNT to delay your delivery till 3:10.
You rocker.
Because I knew you wouldn't cope.
I wouldn't. If it had come this morning, I couldn't have resisted. I couldn't have waited till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
Joining us very specially, because he hasn't got long, just this week, just for the special moment of opening our iPads, Andy Anatka. How you doing, mate?
Hey, hello, guys. Yeah, I already got mine, but this is like an Apple loaner. And so it means that, so that I don't have to stick around the house and like wait for FedEx to arrive. That means that like I go to like a nearby Apple store, they FedEx it to the store like a couple days in advance, and I can pick it up like at 8 a.m. But the thing is, though, that means that every time there's like a new product that I don't get early, it's like the walk of shame, because as usual, I pulled into the garage at like 7:45. Enter the mall. There's a huge line of people who've been there for 4 or 5 hours. I stroll right past all of them and greeted at the door by the store manager, walk straight in. And no, then unfortunately, no. Yeah, I know. See, then the worst part is like, if people didn't thought, oh, well, he must be like, he works at the CVS, he works at the pharmacy, like on the other side of the JCPenney's. No, because they don't put it in a plain brown wrapper. They put it in a standard like Apple store bag. And so then I walk all the way past all of them, saying the same guy they just saw 5 minutes ago just walked out with a brand new iPad.
So you're walking past and the whole line's going, it's Andy and Echo, it's Andy and Echo, and they're all cheering and clapping. You go, where's he going? Where's he going? He's getting to the front. Bastard, he's got an iPad. Exactly. You asshole, and Echo.
Love, 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 love. Hate.
If it had been in the UK, Ewan, they'd have all been spitting at him as he walked in, actually, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we hate famous people.
Get in the queue. It's not the breaking the jumping to the front of the queue, and it's not the getting the iPad, it's not the being Andy and Arco, it's the screw you losers t-shirt that they objected to.
I suppose like it was my choice to walk past like with one finger extended and not even making eye contact. In retrospect, I suppose that was a little bit, you know, grinding it in. Just
a little bit. Beneath him, Dr. Happy Mac just joined, chiming in there. How you doing, mate? No iPad for you good. Today. You're waiting.
No, I haven't got an iPad. I haven't got anything new from Apple. No Apple TV. No boxes for me today. Well, the box did come. I could do my unboxing.
What did you get?
If you want. There we go.
What is it? It's a panel. It's a replacement keyboard for a white iMac.
£465 from Apple.
Holy crap, dude. You could have bought a car for that.
£465 for a piece of plastic.
My van cost me less than that.
You could buy an iPad for that.
Well, as long as you're not paying. Or is that another loss leader?
No, that's customers.
And last but by no means least, Gaz, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing very well. Now, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting actually for two more deliveries.
Oh, what you got?
a refurbished Apple Airport Express and a pair of rugby boots, which I know you'll like.
Excellent. There we go. Right then, I've got to say, Gaz, have you really kept it under wraps until now?
Well, you'll have to wait and find out.
No, you haven't. Okay. There's a surprise in there then. So shall we open them then?
I think we should.
No, we'll wait till the end of the show.
No, yeah. That's, well,
we're opening them.
End of the show, because Don will kill himself.
One of these has a golden ticket and you get to tour the Apple factory.
Oh, man. Here we go.
It is.
It's great audio, this, isn't it?
So, I've got a very good Swiss Army knife for those people. You know, there you go.
Right.
And will it be followed with loads of oohs and ahs once we actually power it up?
The activity of the sea otter as he brings his prize, his
unboxing class
scallop, to the surface. He attempts to open the scallop using his clawed hands by pounding it against a rock. Exactly.
I'll tell you what I did do this morning.
It looks the same. Ewan. You power it on.
I'll tell you what I did this morning, Ewan.
Go on.
I actually sent out a reboxing picture because obviously I sold my iPad 1, so I thought I'd send out a reboxing picture.
That's I've never seen a video reboxing. That would be cool. Andy Attenborough, they're saying in the chat room. Andy, you've got a new career ahead of you.
Honestly, what do they call them?
Yet another step in the mighty cycle and circle. Of life.
It's black and it's gorgeous.
The three nerds strive for dominance. The first one,
the three nerds to receive the
prize, will receive priority mating.
How do you switch these on?
Oh, look.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Apple must have known it was coming to me.
What have you done, Gaz? You
cheeky. They've synced it all up already for me.
Yeah, see, I knew you were a cheating little git. No restraint.
I'm sorry, but, you know, it was 9:30 this morning, Ewan.
You've probably got to plug it in to get anything out of this, haven't you?
Yes.
It's got to be activated.
That's what I was thinking, you see.
Is it?
Yeah, all I've got is the same as Don. I've got a really, really clear Apple logo.
No, it'll come up. It'll come up to the home screen. Ooh, that was different. The Apple logo expanded, and then there was a little glint.
Just so you can see, you're not going to be able to see, you know, from this the image, but the image quality is supreme. I'm sure Andy's got plenty to say on that, but
yeah,
it's absolutely supreme.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a the difference between the one I got and the one the consumers got is that mine is like preloaded with like pictures and apps so that Apple thinks is going to show it off well. The first inkling I got at how good this display was there's like some beach photos, some, you know, people just like romping on the beach. And even with like this big photo, like in it's a landscape photo, so it's sized down to fit the portrait size screen. So it's being scrunched down. Even at that resolution, I could see that this girl with black hair has one grain of sand on her head, because I saw like one little like white dot. I thought it might have been a blown pixel, but no, zoom in. Like, no, that is one grain of sand that is on her head. That was at least, it was clearly like a white fleck of something on the picture. And so that impressed me. That left me duly.
This is an image which taken of a local bridge of a corn merchant's that is no longer a corn merchant's, and it looks supreme on the iPad. Absolutely, you can't see it really through the video, but it just looks absolutely supreme on it. I tweeted because actually somebody's in the chat room who said this to me. Mr. Patman said, "Does it make your eyes look better, Gary, or do you feel like you've got better eyesight?" And I must admit, I feel like I've got better eyesight.
You're a man of a certain age.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not even sure. The biggest impression it made on me was the fact that it wasn't that it's like, oh my God, it's like I just updated my eyeglass prescription or something like that. It was just that I simply don't notice any dots of any kind. I don't notice any banding of any kind in iBooks and the new version of the Kindle app. Which you need if you want to have the...
That's been upgraded, hasn't it, today?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of weird. Most apps are supposed to get, like, better text and better, like, standard UI for free. Kindle, the rumor is, I've been talking to a couple of developers about this, they put in a whole bunch of weird stuff on how they render text to prevent people from just scraping the file and getting the text out of there, and that's what kind of screwed them, because it would not render properly under the HD display. But when you're reading like the new Kindle app or iBooks, it's just that I cannot see anything to betray that this is not printed text. And like the fact that this is just simply now, after 2 years of reading all my books on the iPad, another 2 years before that of reading it on the Kindle, I am right back to where I was before of not being able to even suspect that there are any dots in the page that I'm reading. It's that subtle, but it makes it a big impact nonetheless.
I think the only difference is the reflection off the screen, of course.
Also, well, yeah, and the illumination and the fact that it's illuminated like from behind. But it's like, oh, good heavens, things have changed. I have a 1080 a 1080p copy of two different Pixar movies that are being loaded up there upstairs in my office right now, and I also have I've downloaded specifically a wonderful like 1850 something metal engraving of Boston's Public Garden, where if you zoom in, it's like a huge immense TIFF. I can't wait to zoom in because there is a time. If you look really, really closely near the footbridge, there is a little boy who's like playing with a hoop, with a stick. And only on my desktop screen at full magnification can you actually see it's a hoop. And I'm really thinking that just this displayed on the iPad, the new iPad, I think I'm going to be able to see every detail. You're going to spend a lot of time just staring at the sun for the first 2 days with this, I think.
Yeah, I don't know about anybody else, but I go on to the Guardian Eyewitness, which is like a daily or semi-daily photograph. It's like a news item they'll put in. And they often put a hint on there as well of how the photo was taken and what, you know, just a little photographic hint or tip, I should say. And the photographs on there, I look at that on a regular basis, and I've been looking through some of the old photos in the last few days, and even without the old iPad next to it, you can see the difference.
Yeah.
It almost looks as though there's texture to this.
Yeah. It's like a creaminess.
There is. I mean, I'm only looking at the load up screen here because I can't get it to find me Wi-Fi at the minute, but that's, I mean, it's crystal clear.
I was actually using it on LTE for like 45 minutes before I even noticed that. Oh wait, I forgot to actually introduce it to my Wi-Fi network. So the new 4G modem is like, I'm sure that in benchmarking it's not going to prove to be as fast as my home Wi-Fi, but still the fact that I'm no longer saying I forgot to turn on Wi-Fi, which is usually like the first 10 seconds after you try to do anything productive on a 3G network, is like, oh, things are changed now. I no longer have to go to the library for their Wi-Fi. I can actually be a hobo wherever I want now.
Well, I've got it. I'm going to restore it from one of my backups, but I've just sort of set it up as a new iPad. And I have to say, you can tell just by looking at the keyboard, you know, how well-defined the letters on the keyboard are. They actually look very clear and very crisp.
Try opening Google Maps. That's what's going to really look for you. It's like really? The detail just simply doesn't end.
No. Well, I'll tell you what
about that Apple TV then, guys.
Well, let's talk about Apple TV because I mean, that's two.
I want an iPad now.
I probably have to go now because I have to start taking off. But I wanted to be here for this wonderful moment.
Thank you for sliding by, mate.
As you opened up your packages on Christmas morn. Also, I'm guessing that if St. Patrick's Day lives up to its reputation in the UK, this time next week you'll have scars, contusions, things that are healing up nicely. This is my last opportunity to see you with such pretty handsome faces.
Thank you ever so much, mate.
We'll need to ride home.
See you next week if you've got it.
Cool.
Cheers, man. Thanks for coming by.
Cheers, Andy.
So there we go. The new iPad is here. It's still trying to. Oh, it's in. It's finally. It took ages to find me. Bloody what's it? Activating the iPad.
Can I say that when I went through the process, it got to a point where it asked you whether you want to restore or not. Now, I remember I was restoring from an iPad 1, so I decided to take the option of restoring. So I restored, but it seemed to go through a bit of a loop at the end. Once it had gone through all the process in iTunes, it told me it completed. Yeah. However, I was still at the same page, actually, on the iPad itself, and I still had to finish that sign-up on the device before I should have like finished the process on the device itself before I then went on and did a restore from iTunes.
Right.
So if you'll get to the screen where it says, do you want to do a new install, you know, and register, or do you want to do a restore? You can do the restore from there, but you've still got to, from that point, but you've still got to finish off the registration of it.
Right.
What was that photo app again? Was it the Telegraph?
Guardian Eyewitness.
I'll just download that quickly to have a look at some photos.
Oh, why? What's happened to DHM? Where have you gone?
Yes, I'm here.
So people are asking in the chat room what sizes and what types we went for. I went for a straightforward Wi-Fi, but I actually went for the 64 gig. Now, I was contemplating only going for the 32 gig, but with iPhoto coming out and with iBooks and with this great screen resolution, I thought I'm going to be putting a lot more stuff on here. So I went for the 64 gig, and having sold my iPad 1, that was partially my excuse. I was using that to pay for it.
Yeah, I ended up going for the 64 gig Wi-Fi and 3G option, or 4G, although we know it won't work with 4G in the UK, but...
Ever.
Very nice.
Well, certainly not on the same bandwidth that the US is on, because that's you'd be basically streaming Freeview, wouldn't you?
Yeah, could be. Yeah, let's have a look at...
I think it's on the same megahertz range.
Yeah, the 4G in the UK is the old, just the old TV bandwidth, isn't it? All the old analog television.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Who works for Vodafone, who was at the Cotswold Mac thing last week, who told us that it basically utilises the old TV spectrum.
Right.
But they're nowhere near getting it rolled out or anything yet. They're still talking about licenses and all sorts of stuff. So yeah, 3G or nothing in the UK for the foreseeable future.
I did hear, I don't know quite where I read this, that there will be a possible overlap between some of the Freeview signals and some of the new 4G or 3G, whichever current cell towers that are over there, out there at the moment. So people may actually have to have a filter on the TV aerials coming into the, for the Freeview, because obviously a lot of people are taking cable, but anybody who's taking Freeview may have to have a filter on their coax.
Yeah, the question from Steve in the chat room, the new pad, does a new pad iPad feel any heavier? I'd say it definitely does. I mean, I've had a play with the two, and I'd say this feels kind of the weight of my other one. It's noticeable. The screen is just, I mean, again, you'll never get justice out of this, but...
No.
I mean, that just is...
Mm-hmm.
There's no edges to any of the pics. There's no edges to any of the logos. Yeah. It's...
If you are anywhere near an Apple store or a reseller that's got iPads, just go in and have a play and have a look, because the screen, it's difficult to describe. It really is. This picture, I keep looking at this picture that I've put on the back, and it looks so much better than when I took it.
Just going into readability to have a look at the difference in the text. And it is. I mean, it's glorious on the... Wow, it's... Big difference. Big difference.
Well, some people have been posting some images of half of the icon of the iPhoto icon on the new and the old iPads. And the difference between those is just, it's tremendous.
I'm just going here, as Andy said, go through to Google Maps and have a look. And I'm trying to zoom in, and every time you zoom in, it gets very glitchy, but then all of a sudden it'll just resolve and come back with more detail. It just doesn't seem to want to stop. It really is just coming in closer and closer and closer. And as you just, like I say, you pull it in, and you can see that as you get in close, you probably can't see this in the video, but you pull in close and it clearly goes to... like a blotchy text, but then there's just like a wave across the screen, and all of a sudden it becomes extremely readable.
I noticed the new one looks a bit, the screen colour looks warmer than the older one.
A lot more natural, yes. I agree with you, Don.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm jumping obviously from the one to the two, so that's a bit of a bigger difference for me, possibly. Mm-hmm. Although there shouldn't be that big a difference, I suppose.
Yeah. It looks very good.
I can tell because I'm extremely short-sighted. So if I actually take my glasses off and sort of peer at the screen with it close up, I mean, it's very easy to see the pixel structure of the old iPad, but if I do the same with the other one, I mean, I can still see the pixels, but the dots, the tiny dots, they're not huge squares that I normally see if I sort of squint at the screen itself. They're considerably smaller, well, four times as small.
If I squint at the screen, I can't see anything.
No, well, with me being very short-sighted, if I hold it like 2 or 3 inches away from my eye, I can actually see things really, really clearly. And, it's a big difference.
Is anyone starting to feel the difference in that extra weight and thickness? Disappointing? Yeah. Arms starting to ache a bit? No, wishing you'd stuck with the original iPad?
No. No, I would say the thickness isn't noticeable. I mean, for a start, I mean, that feels like an iPad 2 in terms of the way that its thickness is. I mean, it's a little bit more, but I wouldn't say you'd notice that, but the weight, I mean, it feels like my current iPad. It feels the weight of my current iPad.
I can't really feel it. I mean, I've got the iPad 2 and the new one. I can't really feel the difference in the weight just by sort of having one in each. Well, yeah, I suppose I can just about sense that this one's slightly heavier. But it's fractally, it's not.
You've got more stuff on the old iPad, haven't you, Don? By the time you've loaded the new iPad.
By the time I've restored the old stuff onto here,
it'll be just as heavy. Yeah, absolutely.
It might actually be, this one might be even lighter, yeah.
Somebody calculated that, didn't they?
Yeah, 12 petagrams or something.
Ridiculous.
You can also feel it is slightly slimmer. But, you know, it's fractally.
It's a complete waste of money. It's a crap.
Yeah, I'm sending it back.
I haven't bought it now.
Yeah, we've got 28 days, haven't we, to send it back?
14, isn't it?
14, is it?
Yeah, you need a reason after 28, but you can do it for no reason. The wife is good enough at 14.
Another tweet that someone said was the actual looking at groups. So, you know, folder groups.
Right.
You can actually make out the icons inside the folder, which is always a big problem with the iPad, you know, with using folder groups. In that, you know, you couldn't really distinguish the icons inside the groups, but I can see from that one that you can actually make out the icons very, very clearly.
I went for a 64 gig because why not? I've got the option then to put more on it. But at the moment, the way I currently use my iPad, it's I've only got about 6 gigs worth of data on it, so I'm going to start putting more on here. I keep saying I'm going to use iTunes U, and you know, because I'm spending so much time away in hotels, I want to be able to sit and learn something while I'm sat looking at the ceiling rather than watching crap television or videos constantly. Some of our listeners have sent in pictures of them with their new iPads. Here's Gordon with his. Very, very pleased. Good man. Absolutely excellent. Kyle's been watching Good Unboxing. You should have come on, mate. We've got a spare slot. Here's Pete Emery in Australia, happy as ever. Showing off his. That's Mavis, because he's not decided to go with the iPad or 3 or or whatever. He's gone with Mavis, so there we go. Graham Smith just sent a very, very good picture of his iPad inside cellophane. And that's quite an impressive capture of the screen. I mean, that kind of does do it quite good justice, if you like, in relation to like a general image. You can clearly see that there's a balance there. The pixels aren't, or the, you know, the icons aren't lost against it, which is usually the case with emitted light and stuff. Raymond Kerr sent his, but I think there's a problem with his EXIF data. Either that or he's genuine in Australia. Luck, mate. And Nick has sent his in with a picture from a film, which again makes it look very, very good. Nice capture with the camera. Well done, Nick. Mark Bumstead has sent his in, although I think he's a bit more obsessed with the car than he is with the iPad 2. But never mind. And Russ has sent his, and his EXIF data is not working either. So, because his has come through on its side. There we go.
He fell over because he was so excited.
Some of our listeners and their fantastic new babies.
I did have a quick look at a video of Harry Potter and the part 2 or part 2.
Right.
And I must admit, the difference between the old iPad and the new iPad on that video was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. So, you know, if I had a few people ask me and say, oh, Gaz, you know, do you really want to go to iPad 3 from iPad 1? Well, I think I didn't have an iPad 2, but I think, Don, even you might say that screen is just tremendous and even worth the upgrade on its own.
I mean, yeah, definitely, definitely. Especially from an iPad 1, you know, with the extra speed and everything. But even from an iPad 2, if you use, I think the thing is, if you're the sort of guy or sort of user that uses the iPad a lot, you know, I use it, you know, a couple of hours a day, literally reading stuff and that. You know, if you're going to spend more than an hour or two a day on your iPad, you know, it's worth spending for the extra, I think, that extra resolution on the screen, because the screen is the iPad, basically, isn't it? And that's your primary interface into what you're using it for. So I'm going to go ahead and do a... I've actually just reset it. It hasn't rebooted on me, don't worry. I've just reset it, so I'm going to do a full restore now and see what happens when I get all my gear on it.
One other thing, Ewan, because obviously, as you noticed, I did actually open it early. I just couldn't resist it. It was too much temptation for me. I'm messing about with it. Obviously, it lost a little bit of charge, and it's taken a lot longer, of course, to actually get back up to a, you know, close to a full charge. So I think you'll find
you know, we're going to be doing some testing on how long that battery actually lasts, but I think you'll find that it won't charge quite as quickly as the previous one.
Question for the Mac Show's come in from Stephen Convery, who I feel very sorry for him because he lives on the Isle of Man and probably gets the raw end of everything because he's just that little bit further out in the Irish Sea. And he's set in a question. His is in Manchester at the moment. It's due there hopefully tomorrow if they get the finger out, or maybe Monday. He wants to know, when my new iPad eventually arrives, should I restore from the iCloud backup or backup off the Mac? So it's not a question of whether you set up as a new or not. You can set up as a new, but then should you take your iCloud backup into it or go in from the one that you've got locally stored?
I went from the local stored because I haven't actually uploaded my backups to the iCloud yet. So I can't really give you a decent answer, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was sort of, while I've had the plenty of time to think about that while I've been waiting for it to arrive today, I've been using the iCloud backups and they were pretty current. But when I actually checked, there's no point just looking at my iPad restoring itself. When I actually checked, the backup itself was about 8 gigabytes because, it was about 10.1 gigabytes. The iPad backup, but when I looked, 8 gigabytes of that was my camera roll. So basically, I just synced my iPad to a local copy of Aperture to get all those photos off, and then deleted the camera roll, and then went into settings and deleted the camera roll backup from my iCloud backup, and actually brought the backup size down to 1.1 gigabyte. And then I just did another backup then, which only took literally a minute or two to do because obviously it doesn't upload everything again, just the changes. And so now I'm actually restoring from a 1.1 gigabyte backup rather than a 10 gigabyte backup over iCloud.
So there's no issue with quality of backup here. It's just a straight case of time then.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. It's obviously going to be faster if you have a local backup on your Mac and you're going to use a USB connection to restore from, I would think. But again, it's down to how much data you're transferring, what your bandwidth is, that sort of thing. But the iCloud backup should be identical to a backup from a normal machine. I'm not sure what it does with the applications, but we'll see. I think it's just a standard backup, you know, and it'll just restore everything as it should be.
What's the box for, Gaz? Come on, what have you done?
Well, this is a true opening. This has just arrived.
So this is your rugby boots?
I hope not.
But it's this, a reconditioned one.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's still new.
It's new to me.
Yeah.
Crikey, I have to wrap this up.
Question in the chat room, is someone reversing into DHM's shed?
Yes. Yes.
They were.
Oh, I don't know how much you can see in the real world in this. There we go. Move around a bit there.
Oh, so you're quite open there, mate.
Yeah. There's a big car parking space for the houses next door to us and things, and then goes down a bit further.
And no one's broken in yet?
No.
Do you leave your back door open all day?
No.
All right, good lad.
And we've got blinds which we close down at night so you can't see, and it's tough and double glazing, and it's got an alarm, and it's at the end of the day it's insured as well, so there you go.
Attack dogs, gun turrets.
Oh, you've met Pippa then?
I'll tell you. Actually, what,
go on, Gaz.
Well, I have to say, for a refurbished, it's even fully wrapped in cellophane.
They're new. Yeah, they're return products, nothing more. There's nothing wrong with them.
Well, I want it to be checked if it's refurbished.
No, it's been reboxed and cellophane, but it's what's inside is a new product that's been taken back.
Well, I've had a few refurb products before, and very often they've, in particular, Mac. White MacBook and the MacBook Air, and they both came in just plain boxes.
Mm.
They didn't actually come in, and this looks like an original Airport Extreme box, which is the first time I've seen that.
Mm. Very professionally reboxed. Good point in the chat room.
Yeah. It looks like my restore is going to take 3 minutes at this rate.
Ooh, we'll have a look in 3 minutes then.
As someone says, as Alt Games in the chat room, the iCloud backup doesn't back up your app, so it's going to have to download the app separate. So it will restore my app settings, I think, but the apps it'll have to download again.
Now, there's a point, actually, because this is definitely a family iPad, and it is used by everyone. And some of the app games, or some of the games that I've got, have completely lost their settings.
Oh, you're starting again, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to get. You're not going to come back in at level 3 or whatever. That happened before, though, with iPhone.
Right. Well, that's not a problem for me, but I think I'm going to get killed by my daughters. But hey, there we have it. That's my first actual owned one. I've been lent a few, but now I've got one.
Russ has sent us in a picture that he's initially taken straight away with his camera. And I can't get it to save. Yeah, bugger, come on. But he says the image quality is very, very good, which is nice. I'm just trying to save it off the thing and have a look at it. Just give me a second here. Here we go. Russ's front garden. It's a little bit on the dark side, but that'll correct, I would have thought. But the actual quality of the image is pretty good. And if we can just, using the magic of Wirecast, zoom in here and have a look at the detail level.
I took a picture because I don't envisage me using the camera that much, although that can all change, of course. But I took a quick image picture of my Lenovo work PC keyboard, and I was quite impressed, actually, because the light at that time wasn't very good, and obviously it's a black keyboard. And I thought I was quite impressed with the image it had taken.
Are you on Wi-Fi, I guess, because you're breaking up a little bit on audio?
I am.
Something's going on. Someone's hacking, mate. Someone's doing porn down your channel.
Someone's having a look at porn on this iPad.
Yeah, it's taking up a lot of bandwidth, whatever it is. You're all wobbly. Apple TV.
Do you want me to come back in?
No, it's fine. Okay. Apple TV. Now, Apple TV, of course, came out. Some people received it yesterday, of course, not just today. I had a play. I've got the new interface. And Don, you said last week that the new interface is just basically the first page and nothing more. And it's interesting as well that the first thing that you get on the first page is the store. It's not the option to look at your own content, which you would have thought was probably the first preference of most users. And the question came through my mind is whether you... Are you really going to go back and rip all of the DVDs that you've currently done up to 1080p, or if, even if you're on your DVD, you can't, but I mean, is the upscaling good enough? Has anyone had a play with the upscaling? I mean, Don, yours hasn't arrived soon enough, I suppose, but...
Yeah, no, well, mine's still sitting here unboxed, so I've not had a chance to play that. I mean, you can rip Blu-rays, you know, using the Blu-ray player and some Mac software if you want to re-rip any Blu-rays. But DVDs, I mean, most of my stuff, in fact, all of my stuff, I got in 720p specifically so it would work on the Apple TV, and also I didn't have to worry about transferring things from iTunes onto the iPad, and it would just all work. I don't know, there might be one or two movies I might want to sort of get in 1080p, but I think moving forward, well the problem is as well, if you move forward and do everything in 1080p now, well, you know, what about the existing devices that still don't support 1080p? I mean, I'm still going to have a couple of iPads, you know, kicking around that then wouldn't be able to play those movies. Mm. So I think moving forward, I might experiment. I'll definitely have a look at some movies on Netflix at 1080p, see what they look like. I might, just as an experiment, buy a movie on the iTunes store and download that and have a look at that and see what it's like. But I don't know. I think I would like to move forward on 1080p, but we're still not quite there yet, I don't.
What's kind of surprised me is the complete lack of information on upscaling. There's no stories, there's no rumors, there's no bench tests of how well the new Apple TV upscales. Yet there's people that have had it for more than 24 hours now. I would have thought that would have been the first test. Is your existing content going to look crap?
Yeah, well, there's not much of a difference between 720p and 1080p, really, is there? If you have anything. Under a 50-inch monitor, you can't really tell the difference. So it's only if you've got 50-inch TV and higher that you might actually notice a difference between the two. I can't really comment on that because I haven't really played with it yet.
Yeah, people are saying
that... It should look great.
A few people are saying that they've tested the 1080p looking against 1080p content, and that Blu-rays the 1080p content was probably nearly as close as a Blu-ray. And that's quite impressive because, I mean, a Blu-ray is sort of 30 to 50 gig, isn't it? And so, you know, these things are 2 gig files, which is pretty impressive.
I've heard on another podcast, though, that someone complaining about the sound output, though, for surround sound and not having or not getting
one of the new Apple TVs, not really be an audiophile. I'll just plug it through the hi-fi system that I've got. I can't quite comment on that, but I've heard that Apple still need to do something with, I think it's a THX, is it? Encoding.
Your Lucas sound stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Look what happens. Maybe, maybe not. Don, have you got excited and sweaty under the collar over the Western Digital My Book yet?
The what? Oh, that thing.
That thing. that thunder chicken thing that I'm not really bothered about. You're looking all cool and casual on this, mate, but I would have thought you'd have been...
He's ordered three.
Card sharpened, mate.
No, well, I got the little, the Lassie little disc thing, didn't I?
But that's going to fail next week, according to DHM.
And it's only a terabyte, even though I have been able to partition it into about 12 different partitions and use all different things. So that's, you know... No, it looks nice. It looks nice. It's got dual Thunderbolt ports, so you can actually daisy chain it to other things. Still quite expensive, though. Not sure.
Is it $700 for 6 terabytes of storage?
Oh, mind you, sorry, yeah, that's got the storage in, hasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, you've paid nearly that for 1 terabyte.
No.
You have. It's $700 for 6 terabytes. So that's about £500.
Don't say that.
You're 150 quid shy of having paid.
Yeah.
The 5 terabyte difference.
The problems of being an early adopter, this is the problem. Mind you, I quite like the Elgato. Have you seen the Elgato SSD Thunderbolt, which is 2 SSDs striped together? But that's only sort of like 250 gig, and that's silly money again, but that requires no power. So that's a portable solution. So you just basically use the Thunderbolt connector to power it as well as data transfer. But yeah, I've not really looked at the Western Digital thing. It sounds very interesting.
The Lord___bagel in Twitter is suggesting that why are you talking on a tech show when you've got a VHS video recorder behind you?
That's a very good
state of the art.
JVC video recorder, yeah.
Oh, is that the ones that you need the holes in the drive?
It hasn't been powered up for goodness knows how many years, actually.
It's a support.
It's holding everything up.
Exactly.
It's an antique. Actually, my iPad is just restored.
Here we go.
I'll tell you what I am going to do, Ewan. I'm just going to leave my iPad on, just sitting here, doing nothing on about halfway brightness, and we'll see whether that uses much of the battery for the next 5-10 minutes.
It does. Oh, you've got all your little icons going in there as well.
All the folders have appeared, and it's now downloading all the applications from the looks of it.
Now, that didn't happen for me, Don, from an iPad 1 restore.
Okay.
It didn't keep the folders on the iPad 1 restore. Whether it was just the way I'd done it, done it incorrectly, or you know,
but tell you, that was remarkably quick. I mean, on my Apple, well, mind you, they don't re-download. What's this? Restore incomplete. Some items could not be downloaded from the store. If they're on your computer, you can restore them by syncing with iTunes. Oh, I'll check that out later. But no, things are flashing down. Tweetbot's on, so I've got my Tweetbot working. And a lot of these apps now have got the Retina graphics on them, haven't they? Oh yeah, that looks a lot clearer. Good, good. Oh, I'll let it carry on downloading and then see what I'm missing when it's finished.
I must say, I was knocking the old Thunderbolt hard drives a bit sort of previously, but the other week we did install a Thunderbolt 6 terabyte Pegasus RAID at a client's.
All right.
And that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
What did that cost him?
That cost them about £900.
Oh, that's not too bad either, though, because, I mean, the industrial level RAID systems are usually pretty expensive. I mean, there's a guy that I stay with regularly in the hotel that I'm at, Paul, and he works for a firm that sells custom RAIDs at an industrial level. I mean, these things are, and they're SSD, all of them, but they charge a phenomenal amount. You know, a 9 terabyte SSD RAID is going to cost you in the region of £15,000, £20,000.
Yeah, they had to get some discs in it as well. I mean, it was about £900 for the drive, and with 4 terabyte drives in it. So that's not too bad, actually.
Has Don got an 8-track for his Capri?
Cheek.
Now, I like this thing. I like the drive. I think it looks nice. I think it is nice. And I think it's a decent price for a Thunderbolt. For 2 terabytes, it's for 6 terabytes. Sorry, I thought that was pretty impressive this morning. There we go.
I'm going to do a live test now while we're on the air.
Oh, here we go.
I've got another bit of kit. I'll probably have this as my cool thingy. later on. But this is a Black Magic Thunderbolt capture device. One of these. Black Magic Express. So on the back, it's got Thunderbolt and then HDMI in, HDMI out, and then a breakout connector. Oops, you can't see that, can you? There we go.
Yeah, okay. Is that DMI, HDMI? DVI? Or is that?
No, it's a special breakout cable which has got like audio and composite and stuff. What I'm going to do
is parallel port.
I'm going to connect the Thunderbolt to my Thunderbolt Mac and then HDMI into the new iPad and see what resolution comes out of it.
Okay, you go ahead and do that.
So if I go quiet for a second, I'll just set that up.
No, okay, no worries. Intel says that optical Thunderbolt cables are going to arrive later this year. Don would be excited about that, obviously. But
and they're going to be compatible, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, there was a bit of me that when I read this story this morning, I'm sitting thinking to myself, they can't not. I mean, one of the things that they failed to do is leverage their position in the fact that they've got ahead of the market here, and Thunder Chicken really hasn't grasped it in terms of, you know, LaCie have done one, MyBook's done one, the rest are few and far between. There's not a lot of Thunder Chicken interfaces out there. And they're all copper as well, so it was a bit of a letdown that this optical thing was coming and then it turned out to be copper. I just don't see that they can not do something with it now. They've got to come out with a refresh. They've got to come out with something that will get people back interested in it, because I'd say 99% of the population is pretty switched off from it, no?
Yes, I agree. It's got to be compatible as well, because it'll turn people off even more.
I mean,
the first thing they do is release some new Thunderbolt stuff and then start saying it doesn't work with the Thunderbolt stuff that nobody bought in the first place. Then everybody...
Yeah, I mean, the optical cables will be compatible, as Don says there, but I mean, you couldn't not. I mean, that would be an uproar.
Yes.
That would be the end of it. They would
Yeah. People.
That's just clearly leveraging the market and just not providing the service. Oh, aye. Not today. But that would be that would just kill the market dead. I can't see that anyone. The USB 3 would win. I mean, USB 3 must be rubbing its hands at the moment. The only problem you've got is the uptake of USB 3 because of Intel blocking it and so on. Now, what's your test then, Don? You're trying to see what the HDMI is like here, and how's it looking? Have you?
Yeah, I'm just all right. Okay, it's found the device now. I'm just going to see if the problem with the device on the old iPad that it would only output to 720p, but it wouldn't fill the frame. It was like a small window. But what I'm hoping is that this new one will actually output at 1080p. And I can capture at 1080p. That's what we're trying to look at. Mind you, I can't actually show you because I'm not capturing my Mac screen, but it's not looking too good at the moment. I might have to do a bit of playing.
Now, has anyone had a go with the dictation yet?
Yes? No, I was going to try that actually before you came along. I mean, or before I came on the show, but I was chatting to a few people, unfortunately, so I didn't have a chance to try it. But I was going to, because I have heard it's quite good.
Well, if it's the same as the iPhone, I mean, the iPhone's pretty spectacular, really. That works really, really well.
Right. Well, I'm gonna have a play then. Here we go.
So you're going to have a notes. Dictate.
We'll have a live dictate and see what happens. This could go anywhere. This is a taste of the dictation software.
Is that Scottish you're speaking?
No, I said taste deliberately.
I know.
Where the bloody hell's the microphone? I can't see the microphone.
It should just pick it up, shouldn't it? I think.
Well, I've got a wobble on the wobble meter, but it's not... Now that's interesting. You set it running and you start talking, and then you have to press it off before it actually gets anything to appear on the screen. That's kind of crap.
No, you switch it on to speak and then switch it off again.
No, but it didn't come up on the screen until I actually switched it off again.
Yeah, it has to process it.
But it doesn't. There's no live process that takes place.
No.
It has to switch
off
first.
You speak and then it captures it and then.
This is a taste of the dictation software. Nicer taste deliberately, but the bloody hell, the microphone Katinzia. Microphone G, it's not brackets. I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt here and go for operator error with that one. So let's start again. This is a test of the software for dictation. Damn, that's good. That was instant. That's some knob having a go the first time. Not bad at all.
Some knobble head.
Yeah, I'm looking now. I've bought an iPad, mate. And this is the other big test, because this was my pick last week. This Carl Madden told me that this was the best thing since sliced bread, and it's an iPad mount for your van. It's huge. But the thing that bothered me was, because this is just fractionally thicker, I may have wasted 15 quid.
So now we'll see.
Oh, look at that. So now I can stick it down. There we go.
And I'm hearing that the majority of covers and clamps and everything else is actually fitting the new one quite successfully.
Well, that fits an absolute dream. So there you go, Carl. Your new iPad will fit in just perfectly with the existing system that you've got. And it's a cracking little thing, 15 quid at Amazon, and it clips right in. And I've said, does it really hold on to the screen well? And he said, yeah, it's brutal. It just sticks. He said, there's a couple of times I've pulled it. I'm worried I'm going to pull the screen off. So... beautiful. My iPad on its stand. There we go. In front of DHM. Do apologise, Andrew.
Is that a cool pick?
It was last night's cool pick on the big show. Absolutely superb. Right. I've got a different one for today, though.
Yeah, my experiment has failed, unfortunately. It looks as though it's not outputting at 1080p, so I'll have to see if there are any settings that I can force it to do that.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But there must be a way of doing it to port it.
MacBit says it's time for an iPad 3 giveaway. Yeah, you keep thinking that, dude. good idea. You and Haha into it. The proceeding response, I can't remember that one. No, there we go. Right, we need to have something to play with. Apparently, there's a good thing with the Bluetooth as well. We were saying last week on the Mac Show about Bluetooth keyboards. If we can find one to have a play with, that'd be good before the end.
I have an Apple Bluetooth keyboard downstairs.
Okay.
If you want me to go and give it a go.
Nah, don't worry. Don't worry. It's fine. Have we got any cool things? You're not allowed to have iPad 3.
iPad 3?
You're not allowed to have an iPad 3, no. Pathetic. The lot of you.
Well, okay, here's an app then. Here's one for you. For the iPad 3 or third gen iPad, Real Racing 2 HD. I have played it on it, and it does look pretty awesome, actually.
I've got that, so I just need to re-download it.
Yes, definitely, Ewan, because it looks cracking on it. Absolutely cracking.
Now, what was the G-Lock type game as well, the flying game?
Don't know, haven't seen that one.
G something or other. Chat room, what was the G thing? Because I'll order that while we're here and see if we'll have a game on it, see what it looks like. When you're ready. So, Real Racing HD, have you thrown that onto the TV or used the iPad as a steering wheel yet?
I haven't. I'm going to try that later. I haven't been downstairs to try that because the Apple TV is downstairs. So, but I tried it just on the iPad itself, and the imagery on the iPad again. It's all about this screen with the iPad 3, definitely. All about this screen. Supreme.
Definitely. I mean, the Real Racing 2 on your... Real Racing 2 on your Mac, but using your iPad as a steering wheel is just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying it through the Apple TV as well.
Excellent.
Because I think you've got the controllers, haven't you? You've got the controllers on the iPad and the actual screen. The Apple TV throws the race actually onto the screen, I believe.
Yes. Right. Oh, it's asking for bloody verification again.
One thing that I said when the iPad first came out, I actually made a statement on a podcast that the iPad was actually the replacement for the white MacBook. And I think, to be honest with you, the way this is now replacing laptops in schools and becoming a tool of choice in schools, that may have been a fairly... quote then.
No, not bad at all.
So I'll just chuck this now redundant part in the bin then.
Yeah, you're wasting your time, mate. Just give up.
Yeah.
White book. Hey-ho. No good. Right, that was painful. I'm trying to buy it, but it's adamant it doesn't want me to buy it. So We'll have it on in a second. Good pick, Gaz. It's quite expensive, though, isn't it? $8.99-ish or something like that?
Yes, it's not one of the cheaper ones. So, you know, you have to, and that's the problem, obviously, with the App Store, that you can't test it out. But it is a cracking game. And also, as usual, can I do a quick tip?
Of course you can. Absolutely. We love the tips. Got a couple of emails last week saying how much they love the tips.
Good.
I was going to do you like an intro for Gaz's tip each week.
Yeah, we ought to do a little...
Whether you're on the show or not, send us a little bit of audio with a video and we'll...
All right, okay.
Each week we'll put Gaz's tip on.
More flipping work. Yeah, okay. Right. Well, this one a lot...
Don't do it then, see if I care.
Most people should know this one. When you do a search in Spotlight for an item, sometimes you're not actually looking to open the item that you're looking for, you're just looking to find it. So if you hold down Command or the Apple key, and click on the item that you've been looking for, it will open up a new finder window in the location of where that particular item is. I use that on a regular basis.
So that's opening, closing folder, effectively. Chest infection still there?
Yes, it's not quite gone. Yeah, basically it just opens a new finder window where, you know, the location of the, you use Spotlight to find it. And it opens that location. So if a lot of people use Spotlight, I use Spotlight a lot to find items. And then I just click on the Apple or Command key and click on that item just to find it. Because I might want to send it somewhere in an email and it just, or I want to move it somewhere or rename it, duplicate it, whatever it is, that particular file that I'm looking for. And it just opens up in a new finder window when you click Command, or rather when you hold down Command and click on the item.
That's a great tip.
I use that on all the time.
Very good.
Another one that I use, which again, anybody, most regular users probably know this, but when you, obviously, if you are clicking links in Safari, if you just hold or hover over a particular link, you can then, if you right click, or I think you would press Alt if you've got a link, you can then get a submenu up, just much like in Windows. And then obviously you can open that particular link in a new tab or a new window. Or obviously if you want to download the link, it'll come up with download options that are available to you as well. So that's just a quick link in Safari. Most people, I would hope, know that one though.
Very, very good. Excellent tip.
Okay.
DHM, what have you got for us?
It's free.
Like that?
It's a game.
Like it's that even the, more?
iPad and iPhone, but the iPhone is the one that we play it on most of the time. Let me just zoom in a little bit there.
Temple Run.
Temple Run. We are addicted. The whole family is addicted to Temple Run.
There was some abuse flying around last night, apparently, because in the chat room, because as Missy has found that and has wasted half a life.
It is just basically a very simple game. A little man runs along, being chased by things, and you jump and run and collect coins as you go. And it's just one of those games where you first time you do it, you crash almost immediately. You have another go, you get a couple of hundred meters, then you get a few hundred meters, and by the time you look up, it's 4 hours later, and you're just like banging, thinking, just one more go, I can get further than this.
It's not a morning motion game, then?
No, it's not. Well, it is if you want to spend the morning on the toilet, just trying to have one more go. It's one of those infuriating games where every time you lose, and you only get one life, that's it, game over, when you've done it. So every day, it's just like, I know what I did wrong, I just need to get better at this game. Which is nice. And obviously they've gone down the sort of, the game's free, but you can buy coins and you can buy, et cetera, from the in-app purchases, which you can safely ignore because really it's just about wasting time on the phone, really. But it's a great little game.
Excellent. Excellent pick.
Temple Run.
Jolly good. Don, what have you got for us, sir?
Right. What I think I will choose, let me just close this down. Right, rather than this Blackmagic Extreme, which is about £200, which is a hardware solution for capturing your iPad output or your iPhone output, there's an app called Reflection. You've seen it. It's,
yes, we talked about it the other week, didn't we, briefly?
Did we?
Yeah, you said you'd had it for a while.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Did I pick it, or did it?
No, you didn't pick it. It was the day it was released.
Well, in fact, I'm going to give you two picks because there's an alternative to Reflection. There's another one called Air Server, which, to be honest, actually seems a little bit more stable. It doesn't give you the posh or the frames around, you know, so it looks like an iPad or an iPhone on the screen. It just gives you the output. But they do a very similar thing. I think Air Server has been out longer, but they didn't have the mirroring to the Mac. But they've switched that on now, so you can actually use Reflection or Air Server to use AirPlay onto your Mac and capture the screen on your Mac.
Excellent. Great pick. Thank you very much, sir. My pick is really cool. We got an email this week from a guy, Robert Lewis, who's the producer of the show Dexter. And what I didn't realise was he's a listener. So I've sent back loads of stuff saying big fan of Dexter, and I know that a lot of you guys are into Dexter as well as. But he said, you know, I've got an iPhone application out. It's my first one. Any chance you could have a look and give it a review? Yeah, pleasure, no worries, mate. So I downloaded it and had a play. I paid for it, 69p, 99 cents. And it's called Vowel Movement, VowelMovement. And it's very simple. It's kind of like Boggle meets Scrabble, that kind of game, but it's not quite the same. Basically, you make up words and you get points for words on the screen as they're given to you. And as you place vowels onto the screen, the vowels you can keep moving around. You can move them infinitely as much as you like. And you can play a round where you don't actually score. You just put more vowels on. You only get points when you make words, but the words don't have to tally up. So it's not like a crossword where you're trying to make horizontal and vertical spell a word. If you do that, great, you get double the money off it. But the more consonants you put on, the harder the game gets because you can't move the consonants. So it's addictive. It's like Temple Run. I sat and played it the other day and I was willing the train to slow down going into Paddington because I wasn't finished. Apparently a good score is 130 and a genius score is 180. And I've managed 95 so far. So I'm not very good. But it's vowel movement and it genuinely is. I would have picked this regardless of the fact that he's a super cool listener for the show and he's one of our own. But he is one of our own. He is a listener to the show. And he said, if you're in LA, let me know and I'll take you around the studios.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that applies to everybody.
It better do.
It may not. Let me know. But it's super cool. And he's also offered a cap to Andy and Atco, so he's going to send one over for Andy I. So he wears his Dexter cap next week. There we go.
We like Dexter.
Dexter's awesome. Dexter's awesome. If you haven't got to start at series one, episode one. Don't try and think you can dive in halfway through because you really just won't get the appreciation of it. But this thing's like this guy's life, the roller coaster that is Dexter. Superb. This podcast and all the others is purely down to the kindness and benevolence of UK2.net. They give us all the bandwidth to sap everything up. We use an enormous amount each month. 11 terabytes disappeared last month. We took the mickey quite badly. We've got new shows coming on. We've got Worlds Apart, which is a UK versus US podcast that's coming on. App Chat, which Carl, the guy that does the photo show, has got a thing where he's talking to developers about the trials and tribulations of developing. And when we put a new show on, UK2 just say, okay, fine, no problem. Thanks very much. You get offer codes. At the moment, it's still Bagel Tech. We're going to try and change it into British Tech so that you get 15% off. But for Bagel Tech at the moment, you'll get 15% off if you use the click-through from our website on anything that you buy from them. That applies any time, including renewal of service. If there's a coupon code that you can stick in, you'll get 15% off. That's it. And if you're transferring a domain in, then there's a domain management charge that comes through. But you don't pay that as a Bagel Tech listener. When you get to your offer code, you can put offer codes in two or three times. But the second offer code you put in, if you put in Bagel DNS, you'll get the complete DNS management charge removed entirely from your bill. So that's about 20 quid's worth free of charge straight away. Please look after UK2 because they look after us. They're a very big sponsor to us and they've been fantastic over the last 3 years. We couldn't have done it without them. And they're going to stick with us for a while longer yet, it would seem. So please, please, please give them the support they deserve. Next week, we're promised to get back to a normal Mac show. There won't be any unboxing to do. There'll be reviews of iPad from Don McAllister and reviews of iPads from Apple TV, rather, from Don, and a review of iPads from the rest of us. And we'll all hate it by that point, so we'll have to wait and see. Where can we get a hold of you, chaps, Don?
You can find me over at screencastonline.com, where you'll find my weekly iOS and Mac tutorials. Also on Twitter as Don McAllister and my blog over at themaxscreencastguy.com.
I was gutted today because I thought you might have got your Apple TV yesterday and we were going to get a tutorial on it straight away.
No, it's, to be honest, it's not that much different from the old one, to be honest. So,
no worries. See. Thanks, mate. Okay. Dr. Happy Mac, where are you? In the garden shed?
Where am I? I'm in my shed in Cirencester, at Dr. Happy Mac on the Twitters. And don't forget the Cirencester Cornhole Market on Wednesdays.
If you would like to buy some very reasonably priced Macs.
Yes, exactly. And other gubbins.
Repaired by your expert hand?
Yes, well, not always, but sometimes they come to me already repaired.
And with a warranty?
And with 3 months warranty. Yes,
good lad.
Not bad for an old.
Three whole months.
Yeah.
And Gaz, where can we get you, mate?
You can find me at cwrb.com. That's a complete waste of breath. Oh, no, that's Andy Anarcho. Sorry, wrong one. you can find me at gazmaz.com. Nice and easy.
Cheers. Andy's going to come back on next week, not to worry. So hopefully we'll get time out of him. There's something gone awry, apparently, in the block that he's on in Boston. So that's why he's had to shoot off early today. But he was desperate to come in and see the inbox and said, thanks, Andy, for flying by. The last picture of the day goes to one of our listeners who sent theirs in. And they didn't take a picture of themselves with the iPad. They took a picture of the iPad in the perfect, perfect location. I leave you with this image. It doesn't get better. Thanks for listening.